Tracker Mike, this is Josh Dubow from Associated Press.
What's going on, man?
Just wondering, were you looking to get a fresh, were you hoping to get a fresh start somewhere else, and the way things have gone in Carolina last year?
Yeah, being behind D'Angelo and Stewart for a couple of years, it's been difficult just wanting to play and being a competitor. I mean, I wasn't just, you know, looking to leave, but anywhere that gave an opportunity, I'm definitely up for that, ready to play.
Hey, Mike, Levi Damian from SB Nation, Silver and Black Pride. You had, back in 2010, you had 452 yards and 3 touchdowns. Before your injury last season, did you see yourself building upon that performance?
Yes, definitely. I thought that, you know, going in with it, with the way I had performed, that I would definitely get an opportunity to play. And, you know, some things happened. I didn't get the opportunity that I thought I should have. And then I got injured. So, I mean, it just didn't really go the way that I wanted it last year.
Mike, Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. Could you talk a little bit about how you found out today, who you talked to with the Raiders, what your role might be, that kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah, man, I got, earlier today, I got a call after working out. I got a call by, from the Panthers GM, and then right after that, the Raiders GM gave me a call, told me that he was excited about getting me and what was going on with the trade. I've talked to Coach Skipper. I've talked to a couple of the relations guys, but, yeah, man, everybody seems excited to get me. I'm excited to be on.
It's such a family at Texas A&M. I mean, have you ever met Coach Allen before? Has he ever been around when you were there?
No, I haven't met him yet. I haven't had the opportunity, but he seems like a great guy. I talked to him on the phone for a brief moment there, and he seems like a great guy. Can't wait to get a chance to meet him.
Mike, when you spoke to Dennis Allen, did he say anything about that he had followed you when you had played running back at Texas A&M?
Yeah, he said that he saw me briefly at A&M. You know, he went over my stuff, but we didn't really have a long chance to talk.
Fumbling in the NFL since you joined the NFL, I think you have 7 fumbles. Is that kind of one of those things where they've just come in bunches, or is that an issue you also had in college?
No, it just kind of came on now in bunches. Like you said, I've been working real hard on it in the off season, trying to get bigger and, you know, work on my size. But, you know, I just think it's a mind thing, something that you got to just continue to work on. But, yeah.
Like, how do you feel your style complements Darren McFadden?
I watch Darren McFadden a lot. He's one of the backs that I say that I like in the league. I think D-Fad runs the ball real hard, man. He's a real hard-nosed runner, and he's fast. I think I could come in, you know, catch the ball out the backfield a lot and compliment his speed. I mean, I'm a big speed guy. I like to see speed on the field, so, and I know that he's fast.
Is your style suitable to zone blocking? You did a lot of that in Carolina. Is that one-cut style something that you thought that fits you well?
Yeah, I think it does, man. I've always been a fan of that offense, the one-cut. Get you upfield. You don't have to make a lot of moves in the backfield. You kind of just get going. Get to use your speed.
Where are you most at ease? Going up the middle, running between the tackles, or getting out wide?
I mean, I don't really mind either way. I think speed kills everything. I think if you're fast going up the middle, around the corner, either way it goes, you're gonna get around people.
Other than returning, doing kickoff returns, what special teams duties did you have in Carolina? What teams were you on, and what positions did you play?
I played all special teams from kickoff return, not just returner, blocking, punt return. I played gunner. I played in the vice. So, I mean, I love special teams, and you can't win without them.
Feel like you're completely healed from your hamstring injury?
Yeah, I've been working real hard, man, ever since the injury, rehabbing, and getting it back to 100%. So I'm finally there, and yeah, definitely.
Mike, when did you get hurt with that hamstring? How early in the season?
Probably would say about week 7, week 8.
How quickly do you plan on being out here as early as next week, or do you know your time frame yet?
I'll be there Monday.
Monday, okay.